Wednesday, December 21st, 2011, a cool morning, partly cloudy in Oroville, temperature range 23 to 27 degrees Celsius, with winds out of the northeast 30 kilometers per hour. In this newscast, an interview with Danny is the feature. Danny, well known as the founder of Well Paper, and now a member of the newly formed Oroville Council. Hey, Danny.
Hello.
So, how much, let's see, you've been in the council, the new council, for a couple of weeks. How many meetings?
It started in beginning of November, and now we are mid-December, and we had basically until now 2 meetings a week, and now we extended it to 3 weeks. Three meetings a week since last week.
And this is your first time in a working group like this, isn't it?
Yeah, in a working group like this, sure. It's the first time.
And you're juggling that with Well Paper and family and I don't know what all.
Yes, I'm juggling, but it's okay. I'm enjoying most of the time I'm enjoying from the work that I do. I take it in a way that I was hoping myself take it in not in too deep personally level. And we have good group. I enjoy to work with them. It feels that we're getting to consensus in most of the cases. But we are just starting, so some concerns, of course, are there.
Do you find that you're having a lot of new things come to your table, or are you having to deal with things that have been on the table of past councils for years, or how do you see that?
It's a very, very good question, because this is the things that we are analyzing now and trying to understand and build the plan of our work accordingly. So we realize that there are few issues that are already pending, maybe 5, 4, 6, 7 years, 2, 3 councils, and still maybe there were some resolution, but the follow-up and enforcement, maybe, I don't know if it's the right word, doesn't sound good in
support
in this Oroville Charter. So it does not happen. It does not happen. It does not solve. There is something missing here, but I can understand because of our ideology of solving things in a different way, which I think it's okay. But what it's brought us that we understand that we need to bring more clarity to the community, how processes are working, what are the policy. Of course, we can generalize just part of it, but every case is by itself. But trying to make some guidelines and understanding what to do and maybe to create the right bodies that can professionally take care of some problems that are appearing. First of all, you ask also before how it's come together with all other works that I do in Oroville, and mainly Well Paper, it's not only, but mainly. First of all, it's good for me because it's already I was looking for a channel to leave Well Paper alone for some times and to be less involved. It's something that I tried that I'm not easily succeeding, so this is another channel to take me out, at least in physical involvement. And yes, we have good team there in Well, and this was my purpose all the time, to build a good team that they can independently run the show. So I don't need to be there much. We have every week all team meeting where we clarify all the tasks and the things of the people, which is the major tool to manage it. Of course, there are still small things here and there, but basically it does not disturb to my council work.
Do you have some idea of how the council and its working can benefit the future and with the young people? This is the most important thing, I think. We like to see the youngsters, the children, the students who are the Orovillians of tomorrow.
Yes, this is actually really, really, really the most important task on our table, and it came from the first meeting talking about it. And we know that it's also a topic that for many years and many groups tried to confront, because they were always incident related. But the way that we try to work in the council, not to take a single incident as a topic, we're trying to find behind the incident what is missing, what this created. And with the youth, we got already a kind of understanding that we need to build a program, a concept that can give the youth alternatives instead, you know, of looking for their own activity, which are not always so creative. Maybe the community can support in this and understand that it's one of his priorities. I don't know right now, by providing the right location for their activities, making with them a lot of trips, traveling, or any other activities related to theater or whatever, but we need the human resource here in Oroville for that. So, and not to go to the no, to say, ah, you are not allowed this, you are not allowed to ride on the road, you are not allowed to go out in the night because security, because this doesn't work, we see already. And I personally believe when you give alternative, you minimize the other things. So hopefully we'll manage to do.
More Aura notes coming from B for the cooperative Cosmique. That's the users of Auras and Zero Waste Auraville. Those who have come to Auraville came for the new world ready to be born, not for the old world ready to die. What's happening currently? Even in the mass media, the awareness that 2012 will be a year of changes is evident. The Aura Note is one small experiment in the ongoing educational experience of community within Auraville. The Aura makes its little jump into collective sharing on January 1st, 2012. The Aura is managed by the participants, both the givers and the receivers. It's more than user-friendly. It belongs to the users to use as they wish. In marketing terms, the Aura looks like a gift card. In economic language, it looks like a debit card. Actually, the Aura is a shared recognition of Auraville's values as represented by the symbols of Auraville, the banyan tree and the inaugural urn. These symbols are printed on the Aura note. And of course, the Aura is a bit of our trash paper that's been recycled by Auraville Papers and printed by Auraville Press. With the Aura, there's nothing official and really nothing to worry about. Those who invest in an Aura can use it anywhere it's accepted or give it to anyone who will do as they wish with it. And if one needs to opt out of Aura sharing at any time, that's easy without losing anything. Because we're all so conditioned by money, the Aura has to begin with a backup in the current financial system. Each Aura has 100 rupees held in the Aura account. Using Auras in the units, the restaurants, and the services of Auraville depends on an understanding between givers and receivers as to how the sharing will be balanced. A list of the first participating units will be forthcoming. Along the path toward human unity, it will be an adventure to share some of our recycled paper as exchangeable reminders to ourselves about why we're here. Let's see. The Aura account is with the financial service. Anyone can contribute to it to receive Auras. Auraville Cleanup Group calls for volunteers. Auraville Cleanup is a group of young people who have been a team for the last 10 years. Young people shocked into action by the increasing dumping of waste in the environment. They gather every Sunday afternoon to collect and dispose responsibly the waste that's dumped in and around Auraville, along its roads, in the woods, yes, everywhere. Their secondary aim, other than doing something to protect the safety and beauty of our shared environment, is to set an example. This cleanup work is an ongoing work. Many bags full of rubbish are collected every week. Volunteers will be welcomed. Just come along any Sunday at 4 p.m. inside the Gate of Certitude to join the team. And apart from making a little bit of positive difference, they have fun chatting and acknowledging the good wishes of people who express their support as they pass by. Well aware of the need to educate those who carelessly litter, dropping all manner of items from discarded medication, sanitary items, etc., the group feels it's not an acceptable alternative to responsible disposal and reduction of waste, reuse, and recycling. That education for change of attitude and behavior is their goal. The group is open for constructive suggestions for that and for help. Their email contact, avcleanupgroup@auraville.org.in. And this excerpted from the writings of the mother. In all circumstances of life, one must always be very careful to guard against despair. The habit of despairing does not depend upon events, but on a lack of faith in the nature. One who has faith, even if only in himself, can face all difficulties, all circumstances, even the most adverse, without discouragement or despair. That person can fight to the end. A nature that lacks faith also lacks courage, without which one cannot endure. You've been listening to Auraville Radio with Marlenka on microphone. In studio today, Andrea and Yahalom. Comments and queries may be directed to auravilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.